Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend, Gerald Celente, the author of Trends 2000, the publisher of Trends Journal, that's trendsjournal.com, a quarterly, monthly publication, as well as a video series, right? You have a daily video program, is that right, Gerald?
Yes. Yep, a webcast. Yep.
And they can find that on TransJournal.com, right?
Yes, they can.
Check that out. Gerald, you've been pretty shocking with your forecasting for how things are going around the globe in the last couple of segments. You've kind of, you know, you kind of sobered us up a little bit. But I'd like to ask you to bring your global perspectives down to Main Street America right now, and tell us what you think is small business owners on out here on Main Street, planted in the ground out here on Main Street, what we've got to look forward to, let's say in the next year, 1 to 5 years.
Well, you know, it's going to continue to be a challenge because of Wall Street being so disconnected from Main Street. You look at the merger and acquisition activity this year, it's back to 2007 levels, over $3 trillion worldwide. And so Main Street's going to have, it's a tough competition, so the objective is to find those market gaps, because the big guys are only doing, you know, they're losing a lot of opportunity. One of the areas, we're writing a lot about it, it's called age quake. We're an aging society, mm-hmm. and this is and businesses aren't
we're an
really
aging, we're an aging globe.
An aging globe, exactly. And it, us baby boomers aren't babies anymore, you know. Long way from it.
That's
but
right.
There are so many products and services that are identifiable to an aging population that are not being taken advantage of right now.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, if you go to our site, they can even click on it if they go to the conference page. We have an interview with June and Stanley Blum. They're 95 years old. Stanley just wrote his fourth book. He does art and poetry. He began painting at 80 years old. And what this is about is that all of the opportunity, because, you know, when you do get older, if you've been alive and you've been trying to, you know, grow, you do get wiser. So you know a lot more than you did before, and now you can put that into practice in a lot of different ways. So what we're doing is we're looking at the opportunities for Main Street, that Wall Street, that the corporations aren't what they used to be. They're hedge funds, they're private equity groups, they're venture capitalists. These aren't corporations in the sense that we knew before. So because they're so bottom line oriented, they're missing the mainstream opportunities and the Main Street opportunities.
And there's one thing that is consistent with the groups that you just identified. When they make money, they rarely add value to the economy.
Oh, well, you know, of course not. All they're doing with it is, here, you look at the major stories, rich hoard cash as their wealth reaches record high.
So what should small business owners, is there anything, do we just have to keep taking this like it is? What can we do?
Well, what we're doing, we want to change the whole direction. And on May 2nd, 2015, we're launching from Colonial Kingston, New York, OccupyPeace.us. And it's based on three words, and we're here where the founding fathers sowed the roots for democracy. No foreign entanglements. Bring home the troops, close down the borders, and rebuild America.
You're talking about isolationism, though.
No, I'm talking about non-interventionism, that Washington in his farewell address, that Franklin, that Jefferson, Adams and Madison and all our founding fathers.
How about Eisenhower?
Eisenhower, you got it. So that's what we're doing. So that to us is the answer, is to rebuild America and to bring our money back here rather than fighting in wars and foreign entanglements. that are only costing us in lives, money, and a future. And that's how we do it. We start concentrating on taking the power away from the very few who are destroying this country.
Yeah.
They like to call them Democrats and Republicans. I prefer Bloods and Crips.
Hey, Gerald, I got to wrap it up, but it's been great listening to you. Thank you for your sobering vision and forecasting. Folks, I want you to be sure to check out trendsjournal.com. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. Even if you don't agree with everything that Gerald says, you'll like seeing what he and his writers have to say, and there's several of them there. Gerald, thank you for being here. Thank you for all the great years of service.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Thanks, Gerald. Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter. And more sober when Gerald Celente joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.